Praise the Lord. So we are now arriving at message four. What are enjoyments? So all the previous messages were so wonderful. The message this morning was so enjoyable. We will continue on. We will hopefully go deeper. But we need to be open for this message. Message four.
Amen.
Okay, so Israel Exeka was my Nederlands besties in Infidini, then excuses.
If my Dutch is not that great, excuse me. But this message will be shared with two brothers. So I will do the first part, and Brother David will do the second part. Many words are in this message. And the same words over and over. We see man, husband, marriage, love. Two lines. So we heard about in Romans 5 to 8 is, according to Brother Lee, the kernel of the Bible. And why is it the kernel of the Bible? Because it's about death and life. What more is important? Yeah, death and life. Hallelujah. That's all there is. Amen. And so we also see a clear resemblance with the marriage and the partnership. With the husband and the wife. Before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we were under the law of God, which was on the line of death. So we had the line of death and the line of the tree of life. So under the law, we were under the line of death. But after the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we came into the line, or we were killed to the law, and we came to the line of life. You can all say amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, exercise the spirit, amen. But the law was not annulled. It was not done away with. It still exists for us. But we are dead to the law, and we have been freed from the law. In Romans 7, it talks about this. And it shows us that we have been freed of the law of death. We were in Adam, the old man. But now we are in Christ. So we were in Adam, but now in Christ. In Christ. Not just that we know him and that we heard about him, but we have been placed in Christ. What a difference this is. Is that not life? Talks about life. This is the reality. This is the real fact. It cannot be changed. And this Christ is the new man. He is the new man. He is our new husband. Wonderful, we have a new husband. In Isaiah, we see our original position as woman and God as our husband in the Old Testament. We see our original position. And now we need to live as overcomers in the overcoming life of our husband, Christ. And how do we live from day to day? Do we truly live in the reality of this fact? It is important. Do we live day to day in this reality that we have a new husband?
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
it is.
Amen.
It comes so tall. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen.
There's a way for us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And there's a way for us. Our mingled spirit is the way. The Lord gave us a way to enter this reality, to live this reality. We don't have to do it ourselves. We do it in the Lord, in the spirit that He has given to us. In our daily walk with Him, in our turning to Him, in our talking with Him, in us seeking His countenance, His presence. Come to the Word. This morning we read again how important the Word is. Not just to read the Word, but also come to the Word in prayer. We have many ways to contact Him, to know Him, and to learn how to take Him, and to take Him as our husband. What an enjoyment. Roman numeral 1, Christ is the new husband. In Romans 2-6, as regenerated beings, both male and female believers have Christ as their husband and are a part of His wife. We are all wives to Him. We have only one husband and one wife. B. All genuine Christians have Christ as their husband. Yet it is pitiful that many do not know Him as their husband. So many do not know Him as their husband. And so we wonder, do we truly know Him as our husband? How is it with us? Do we truly know Him as our husband? What does it mean to know Him in this kind of way? It should be just like in a marriage, that man is the head of the husband and Christ is the head of the man. So is our partner. So is Christ, the true new man, the true new husband. We need to live under His headship. We need to be obedient. We need to be one with Him and place Him above all things. We need to love Him above all things. In a marriage situation, I've been almost married for 50 years. Marriage for almost 50 years. And it's only love for one another that keeps you together. It's the glue of your marriage. It's His love. There's no law. Of course, we've been married for the law for 50 years. But that is, the law is not keeping us together. It's easy to get a divorce, but it's love keeps you together. But love, you need to work to make the love work. And it's the same in our Christian life. We need to wake up in the morning. We need to come to the Word. We need to come to the Lord. And it doesn't go by itself. It's not easy. But it is the glue. And we need to let His way have the way in us. That's the right recipe for life. To let Him make His way in our being. Roman numeral 2. Our old man, the old husband, has been crucified. It's in the Bible, it's not my words. It's in the Bible. Our old husband has been crucified. When he was crucified, we were crucified together with him. So we are not alive anymore. Our old man, or the old Adam, does not live anymore. We have been freed. Hallelujah. We have been freed. We're no longer married to the old husband. We are free to marry the new husband. Amen. New husband is Christ. What a feast. In Romans 7, 2-4, we see two husbands.
Let's start in the, start here in, both up here. Here, Bible verse. Start here. So, iemand mij in Nederlands kunnen lezen? Kan je dat niet doen? Of iemand anders?
Romans 7, 2-4. For the married woman is bound by the law to her husband while he is living. But if the husband dies, she is discharged from the law regarding the husband. So then, if, while the husband is living, she is joined to another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if the husband dies, she is free from the law, so that she is not an adulteress, though she is joined to another man. So then, my brothers, you also have been made dead to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit to God. In these verses, we see two husbands and one wife. It's not normal to have two husbands and one wife. It should not be like this. It's not the normal position. So, the first husband is the old man in Romans 6:6, who has been crucified with Christ. Through the death of Christ, the old man does not live anymore. Two, the second husband, the new husband, mentioned in 7:2-4, is Christ. Amen. So the second, the new husband, is Christ. Not just Christ, but Christ in his resurrection. He has been resurrected. Since our old man, who was the old husband, has been crucified with Christ, we are freed from his law, and we are joined to the new husband, Christ, the ever-living one. Christ, the ever-living one. The way is in us. And it will reduce us to nothing. We have been freed from the old man, and we are in the new man, in the eternal life. On Monday is Liberation Day, but today we can celebrate Liberation Day. We have been freed, we have been liberated from the old man. We are in the new man, Christ, in his resurrection. We were dependent on God. See, as believers, we have two statuses. The first is our old status as the fallen old man who left the original position of a wife dependent on God and took the self-assuming position of a husband and head, independent of God. Independent of God. So we place ourselves in a position independent of God, which is not good. So trying to be independent of God is the same as being rebellious to God. Because his original position for us is for us to be dependent of him as the head. So we rebelled and took the position of the head. So this is according to the line of death.
Amen. Amen. The tweede is ons nieuwe status.
Second is our new status as the regenerated new man. Restored to our original and proper position as the genuine wife to God. Depending on him and taking him as our head. He brought us back to the right position, the right situation, the right status as wife, and he is the head. He is our husband. Isaiah 54. Our Maker God, he is our husband. And in 1 Corinthians, Corinthians 11:3, that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of the woman. So we see the right position that we should be in. We need to be brought back to our original position. Hallelujah. We need to be brought back. May the Lord bring us back. May we realize that the Lord should do this. He needs to be our head. Do we need to take Christ as the head? This means that in everything that we need to hold him to the headship.
Amen. Oh, dit laat te zien dat wij de waren voor God en voor God was voor ons.
That shows that God is, he is for us and we are for him. We are his wife, he is our husband. What a story of love that we are his wife. So the Bible is a romance. A romance for us. Roman numeral 3. Our old man has been crucified to the law. So this is a fact that we have been crucified. And the enemy, Satan, wants to do everything to make a doubt in us, make us think like maybe we should not have to, we don't have to do this, making us think, oh, we don't have to be like this, But this is not true. The enemy has been defeated. The enemy has been reduced to nothing. The Lord is the Lord.
Amen.
In his resurrection.
Amen. Fear, we have a new, Elaine, the new status.
So, right now we have only the new status. So we have the status of the right of the wife, in which we take Christ as our husband, not live according to our old man. So we no longer take the old man as our husband in our daily life, to take him always as our head, and let him lead according to his heart's desire in our being, in everything that we do. We give him the right position as the head and as our husband. We don't have to live according to the old man. This is a curse that has been brought to nothing. We have been freed from the dead and of the law. We have been put in a new position of Christ. Our new position with Christ as our new husband. What a freeing, what an enjoyment for us. Since the law was intended for and given to the old husband, the old man, the death of the old man also made us dead to the law through the body of Christ. Hallelujah for the body of Christ. The old husband was under the law and is dead. And he's been killed to the law. Everything has been brought through Christ unto fullness. We don't have to do anything anymore. He has done everything for us. We don't need to do anything anymore. We've all been freed from this deadening law. This deadening law has no hold over us anymore. We are in a body, in his body. We are members of the body. Everything has been accomplished. Amen. Hallelujah. Roman numeral 3. Our old man has been crucified to the law through the body of Christ. So that we might marry another husband. Christ, who has been raised from the dead. What an enjoyment. A. This joining indicates that in our new status as a wife, we have an organic union in person, in name, and life, and existence with Christ in his resurrection. Now we are married to Christ, our new husband. Amen. We have been married to Christ. If you say this to a Christian today, and then they might say, do you know Christ? And they might say yes. And if you tell them, do you know you've been married to Christ? They will look at you strangely. So, in 2 Corinthians 11:2.
For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God. For I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ.
Amen.
A jealous God. We're having a
We have a jealous God.
Amen.
Our God is a jealous God. And he married us to Christ, one wife for one husband, no longer two husbands, and one husband. One husband, one wife. The proper position. B. Since Christ is our husband, we must depend on him and take him as our head. Ephesians 5:23.
For a husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body. Amen. Wow, what a position he's in.
So what a position we have. We need to take Christ as our husband, means to terminate all that we are, have, and do, and to trust in him for everything. We need to give ourselves completely to him. He is our head. He wants to take care of us. His love for us is unlimited, even without judgment. When I read that, I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. What a husband we have. We need to learn to enjoy him in all that we do. Taking Christ as our husband also means that we believe into Christ. No longer should we live by ourselves, but by Christ. We must live Christ to live for us. This is actually quite difficult, that someone would live through us, especially for the brothers. Brothers may think like, oh, we can do everything, we don't need anything. But we need to let Christ do everything for us and in us. What a freeing, what a release to live like this. So that we don't have to make any decisions by ourselves. So when I had my own company and I had people working for me, it was so difficult to make the right decisions. There were so many questions asked me, and I had to make the decision. But it was so difficult for me. Yeah. But in Christ, we don't need to make the decisions because we give everything to Christ. We are no longer the husband. We are no longer the husband. We, as the old man, have been crucified, and Christ is now our husband. We are no longer in charge. Christ is not only our head, he is also our person and our life. Colossians 3:4. Let his life flow through us. When a person believes and is baptized into the Triune God, he becomes involved with another person. That is, he marries another person, Christ. Saints, we have been married to another person. This person is Christ. Let him make his dwelling place in us. And that we open every room in our heart to him. We even let him in the bedroom of our heart. Normally you don't let anyone into your bedroom, right? But we need to let him into any room of our heart. So Brother Ted talked about the husband, and I will share about the wife. Let's read Roman numeral 4 together. As a wife, we bear fruit to God. In the next three Roman numerals, 4, 5, and 6, then the wife is the key word. The women, so it's about the status of being a wife. So when God created Adam, the head, he breathed life into Adam in front of the tree of life. Adam did not have to do anything. He just had to eat and enjoy the tree of life. And this is actually what we should do as the wife. It's actually a blessing to be a woman. We don't have to take care of anything because our husband will take care of everything. And if we need something, our husband will take care of it. So this is the wife. As the wife, we don't have to do anything. We should only have to be dependent of the husband. And this is our position. So we take Christ as the husband. We take Christ as the head, our life, our source, and even our person. Praise the Lord. A, when we are in resurrection and live to God, we bear fruit to God. We live to God. We don't just live for God. If we just live for God, then we can also separate from Him. But if we live to God, then we are completely one with Him. In our marriage life, we live to our wife or to our husband. We don't just live for our wife. Otherwise, it might not be so pleasant. But B, as a regenerated person, as the wife, we bear fruit to God. This means that everything we do is now related to God. So we have a living contrast, a vivid contrast between the death and God. In Romans 7, 5, we bear fruit until death, when we live in the flesh. And in verse 4, we bear fruit to God. And so this is the contrast. When we live in the flesh, then we are in the realm of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Then the end is death. Whether it be good or evil, the fruit is death. We don't have a choice. But if we live to the Lord, and if we enjoy the Lord, then the fruit will be life. And then we bear fruit to God, who is the true life. Like you see the two trees. You have the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the tree of life bears the fruit to life. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil is the fruit of death. It's not just the contrast between death and God, between death and life. D. The phrase bear fruit to God means that God is brought forth as fruit. We bear fruit to God. This too means four in the original Greek. In Greek it can mean four or two, but it's better to translate it as two. because we don't just bear fruit for God, but we bring but we bring forth God as the fruit. God is the fruit. We don't just bear the fruit to God, but the fruit is God Himself.
Amen. And then the kleine in. Alles wat wij zijn en doen.
Everything, thus all we are and do must be the living God. We must bring forth God as an overflow of God. In this way, we have the living God as our fruit, and we bear fruit to God. We enjoy the tree of life, and we also become the tree of life in the New Jerusalem, in the future. Every month we will bear new fruit. We will be the tree of life. Praise the Lord. In this message, the brothers share from a book, which is about
our urgent needs, spirit and life.
This book is not in the, in Dutch. Our Urgent Needs, Spirit and Life by Brother Lee in 1988. And in this book, in chapter 3, there were two kinds of fruit. Where there was talked about two kinds of fruit that we can bear to the Lord. The first fruit we see in 2 Peter 1 and Galatians 5. This is a fruit of the virtues of the Christians, which we also read 2 weeks ago in the morning revival. In about 2 Peter, so we need to be zealous to add the fruit to our enjoyment, and the virtues, the knowledge, self-control, endurance, God's fruit, and eventually we have the access to the kingdom. So this is the first kind of fruit. And the first kind of fruit also brings forth the second kind of fruit. And the second kind of fruit we see in John 15. In John 15, we remain in the vine as the branches, and we bear the fruit. We bear the fruit. We announce the gospel to man. We have the divine life, and we gave it to people through our human virtues. And because of this, we can bring forth God as the fruit. And this is why we say that we need to bring forth God. We need to have the outpouring of God. So let's read Roman number 5 together. We died to the law, in which we were held so that we might be discharged from it. We, as the wife and the new man, are no longer under law. Praise the Lord. We are no longer under the law. We are under the grace. The law is the law of the old man, the old husband. But now we have the new husband. A new husband has the new law. And his law is that one of mercy. We are no longer under the old law. We are under the new law, which is mercy. We are under mercy. The law portrays God and defines Him. Romans 7 says that the law is holy. And the law is life. We see in Exodus that the law is the testimony of God. And in Leviticus 19, God said, that you need to be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. God is holy, so we must be holy. This is the law. The law is holiness. Accordingly, it places many demands and requirements of fallen men, and in so doing, it identifies sins and leads men to the knowledge of sin. Man took the position of a husband, and independent of God. So God gave man the law to bring man back to the knowledge of sin. Romans 5:20 says that the law has been added onto us. So that the trespasses will increase. In Romans 7:7, we see that I would not have known sins except through the law. So the law shows us the trespasses. We cannot properly live according to the law in our flesh. So the law is there actually to trespass. In this way, man is both exposed and subdued by the law. Fallen man tries to live according to the law through the flesh, which is doomed to fail. And this is our situation. In Romans 7:8, that without the law, the sin is death. Without law, the sin is death. So the feeling of sin is raised up by the law. So the willing is with us, but the doing of the good is not with us. So in chapter 7 of Paul was looking for the redeeming person. So we are all subdued by the law. But all these bad things constrains us to turn back to the Lord, turning back to the spirit of law of life, which we see in Romans 8. Praise the Lord. Now we are all crucified with the Lord. And now we are also have been buried. Dear brothers and sisters.
Het is heel verschrikkelijk om een dood mens uit de graaf opkomt.
Ja, zo.
Dus wij blijven in het graaf.
So we need to remain in the grave because the old man has been crucified.
The Romans 5 says Simon later.
So we read Roman numeral 6 together. As the wife, we should also serve the Lord in newness of spirit, not in oldness of letter.
Amen. Ook A, punt A.
Also A. In 6:4, we have the newness of life for our living. And in 7:6, we have the newness of spirit for our service.
Amen.
Newness of life is the issues from our being identified with Christ's resurrection and is for our walk in our daily life. Newness of spirit issues from our being discharged from the law and being joined to the resurrected Christ and is for our service to God. Both newness of spirit and newness of life are results of the crucifixion of the old man. So without death, no life, no crucifixion, no resurrection.
B.
Both newness of life and newness of spirit are released to the Spirit. The newness of life is related to Christ Himself in His resurrection, who is a life-giving Spirit. The Spirit, in the phrase newness of spirit, refers to our regenerated human spirit in which the Lord as the Spirit dwells. So we should pay more attention to this point. So we have two spirits. One spirit is with the small letter S. Another spirit is with the capital S. So a human spirit is with the small letter S. And the Lord as the Spirit dwells, we see the capital letter S, Spirit. So here we see our mingled spirit. These two spirits live as one. Small letter S with the big letter S. So our mingled spirit, we can live according to newness of life. Man, praise the Lord. Amen. We may serve in newness of spirit because God has renewed our spirit. Everything that is related to our regenerated spirit is new. Our regenerated spirit is a sort of newness, source of newness, because the Lord, the life of God, and the Holy Spirit are there. Everything in our regenerated spirit is new. In our regenerated spirit, there is nothing but newness. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, every day we need to ask ourselves the question that we may be in a newness of spirit, or whether or not we are in newness of spirit or the oldness. So, may we be in newness in the meeting. Is the meeting new for you? Are all the messages new to you? Maybe you say, oh, I heard this before. No, every message is new. Are all the things new to you? Yeah.
Oh, there's a system. How then? But as we are in the new heaven and haste.
If we are in newness of spirit, then all the saints are new to us. Is our marriage life new with the Lord? Is our marriage life new with our husband or wife? Amen. Praise the Lord. At the end of the message, there are three types. So we need to continuously deny the old man. And we need to take Christ as our life. So this is the tip, to be in the newness of newness of spirit. And secondly, when we pray in the second in the newness of spirit, we have to apply the cross to our soul. And we need to always go back to our spirit. And thirdly, only through prayer can we exercise our spirit. So every morning, every day, every time we have to turn to our spirit to pray. This is the secret to be in the newness of spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Lee had an enfrock for us.
So Brother Lee had a question to us. Why do we compare the newness of the Spirit? Why do we want the old letter? Sometimes we pray the old letters. And the reason for this is because we are lazy. We are so lazy. If we were zealous to exercise the Spirit, then we could always be in a newness of life. And everything has become new to us. So again and again, we need to be zealous. It may cost some effort. It doesn't happen just like that. We need to be zealous to exercise the Spirit. So this is the secret to not be nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's read together the last point. We need to realize that we as a new man are freed from the old man's law and have been married to our new husband, the resurrected Christ, that we may bear fruit to God and serve the Lord in newness of spirit.
Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, new is your time.
So now is your time to share. Amen. Now it's time for the overflow.
Amen.